forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
Hey, oh, I know, I was like, make a big choice. So I was like, make a big choice. Yeah. For what? And Pat.
And welcome to Seek Treatment. Okay, you're being so energetic.
Okay,
today.
Catherine, this is the intro.
Calm down. Yet. This is a podcast about boys,
sex, fucking, dating, and love. Okay, Catherine, when we're doing the intro, we have to really kind of, you know, the fun will happen, okay?
We have to
be grounded up top and then have fun. That will allow us to have more fun later.
You're being psycho.
Catherine, stop. It's 10 a.m.
I know. I actually like seeing you in this space. It's sort of weird. Like, you're actually happy right now, and I'm actually trying to figure out why I'm in a bad mood.
I accidentally got 8.5 hours of sleep last night. I'm trying to wake up at 7 a.m. every day, no matter what.
Whoa.
No matter what.
That's wrong for
me. No matter what.
That doesn't work for me.
No, it has to work for me because I have no time to write. I kind of like want to kind of cultivate this persona where I write. So I have to like wake up at 7. This is what
Can we talk about what happened last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went over your place.
Patrick Regan came over last night.
Am I Patrick now?
No. In my, all of a sudden, like today, something shifted in the air and I'm like, you're Patrick.
I think
it
says, in my internal monologue, I'm Patrick. And I think like our kind of consciousnesses are
melding.
In a way that's actually hurtful to our families and to us personally. It will absolutely be. It's enmeshment is what it's called.
Okay, here's what happened in my mind.
Community. What?
Yeah, and that's something we're a part of, obviously.
We're a huge
part. As patients, we're a part of the therapeutic community.
And we go to the fundraisers, we go to the meetups, we go to the networking events. We are in the therapeutic
lanyards.
Community.
We're talking lanyards, hunty, slay, lanyards. You know what I have to say?
What?
This was a huge week for me. My therapist revealed that she does want me to come twice a week, which I'm honored to oblige
No one in my entire life has ever wanted to see me twice a week.
Me?
Except for you.
Look at me. This is what happened last night. This is what happened yesterday in my mind. This is sort of my narrative. I get a text from Patrick. I almost called you. That was something.
What's
going
on?
It's spring. It's warm today.
Because I'm freaking out.
I know. I'm having allergies. My face is leaking.
And your vag too, you said.
No, my vag isn't leaking.
You said every hole.
Okay, you're obsessed with my holes. Oh, so what, my ass is leaking? Okay, so it's some ass stuff.
I'm just saying you said every hole, and in my world, that means your vagina and ass.
Okay, you're bothering my ass. Calm down. Yesterday I get a text from Pi, just says, this is how he is. You guys are in this off pod. This is how he is with me on text. What are you doing tonight? I'm like,
you say,
no, you text me, what are you doing tonight?
Absolutely not.
You did.
You texted me.
Don't, there's a paper trail.
Let's look right now.
Okay, I'll read it. Because the way he texted me was so...
I can't wait.
So impersonal. It was as if... he texted me as if we'd never met. And that's how last night started.
Ready?
Here's the text.
I say, sup. You said, with my bros and mom and nothing. How was Ange? Yeah, that's okay. We could say that. How's Ange?
Yeah, that's your boyfriend's name.
And you say, what are you all doing tonight? And I say, okay, whatever. This is pointless. And then...
I said, okay, you're right.
What are you doing tonight?
This is how he treats me like a stranger. Ready? He texts me, sup, as if I'm some fuck toy, doll.
It was a comment on sup. We're in a place where we're re-exploring the early 2000s as a culture, and I'm saying, I'm saying, how about sup? Can we talk about that? We were all saying sup.
I say sup all the time.
If this was 2003 and I said sup to you in a text, that would be problematic. Sounds like, okay, what is he doing? This is an earnest sup.
Okay.
In 2019, she just texted dear friend sup is kind of a beautiful comment that actually bonds the two together.
Quadruple P even.
I know.
Sup.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a beatboxer. Wait, what if that was like, I'm like, fuck comedy. I'm going to.
At this point, I wouldn't be surprised.
Boots and skirts. That's good.
At this point, I wouldn't be surprised if like that became a huge thing in comedy. Where so all of a sudden you were getting like DMs from like people being, "Hey, can I do beatboxing at club coming next Wednesday?" Like that's something that would happen in our world, and that's what we have to fight against.
We're innovators, and yet we're not working in the industry. Okay, so I get a sup. Then I get I have to write. I say, "Ooh, want to write together?" ? You can come over. This is what I get in response. K.
Yeah, okay. You have to understand, I had a 7-hour day nannying with my kids yesterday.
Then I say,
they had a half day for school. I was with my fucking kids.
Stop making it about your kids. Then I say, okay, what time? He says, all he says is 7.
That's the time.
I say, okay, will you want to eat? Classic response, you never know with me.
Yeah, I had no idea at that point if I was going to want to eat. And I didn't. I ended up not wanting to eat, but then we got food.
So fast forward, we eat. We eat. Then I say, we're gonna write tonight. Like, for the first time in our lives, okay, ever together.
But I walk in and when I walk in, you're like, what, do you want to watch what we eat? Watch something while we eat. And now it's like, okay, but I do have to write. You're like, I knew you were going to come in with that energy.
I know. You came in with, I invited you over to write, and you came in with this energy like, Catherine, we actually have to get stuff done this time. And I'm like, I invited you to this event. Like, I suggested the writing. Like, don't act like I'm going to come in here and distract you. There's nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly natural to watch something while you eat. In fact,
I know.
Look at me. It's clinically impossible to write while you eat.
And it's clinically impossible
to read while you eat.
And it's clinically impossible to eat while you don't watch something.
Exactly. And
we run into is that we like to watch different things while we eat. I want to watch Vanderpump.
Look at me.
I want to watch Summer House. I want to watch The Wives.
You know, and we learned this in LA, that when it comes to watching while we eat, well, I'm on board for whatever you want.
I know. And we actually both made allowances to each other while we were eating in LA. That sometimes you watch the Catherine thing. Sometimes you watch the Patrick thing.
And when we're talking about, when we talk about LA, is we talk about the 6-year period that we spent in LA during the month of February 2019.
And I want to be clear that LA was Narnia for us. And that when we were there, it was truly 65 years. We aged. We became kings and queens of LA. Like, we went through,
I gained 8 pounds.
Kevin gained 8 pounds. I didn't keep track of what was going on with my body. We fully lived full lives, or we kind of had full adventure. And then we came back to New York, and it was like coming out of the wardrobe, and it was like only 9 days have passed. And it's like, okay, I'm in Narnia. I'm in Chronicles. I'm in this classic kind of piece of literature.
C.S. Lewis. I don't believe in the sun. Because I see it. What's the quote?
I don't know.
I believe in the sun. I see it in everything else. But it's like, you can see the sun.
Yeah. Wait,
look up the quote, Meg.
C.S. Lewis is a fucking moron.
No, he's he is no, very religious.
I hate when people are addicted to talking about how he's... I went to a famous Jesuit university.
So yeah. People are really horned up for him. I don't know how I feel anymore.
And we're like reading C.S. Lewis in fucking like religion class. And I was like, okay, I'm not in college to read Narnia. Or to read musings of the guy who wrote Narnia.
I would see grown men like say the word Aslan and start sobbing often. And I don't know if I like that. But I have to say, I don't know if I hate it or I'm ready to like go there as a podcaster.
I think that like if C.S. Lewis, and by the way, C.S. Lewis seek treatment. The C.S. Lewis apostles seek treatment. I think that...
I'd rather you be into C.S. Lewis than like... whoever wrote the Bible.
I know. Well, it was like a million people. Many hands.
Many hands, one book.
I remember having to
do that. That's
many hands.
Name of my autobiography. Many the laziest hands. Woman alive. Many hands, one book.
Oh my God. If C.S. Lewis wanted to be this kind of thought leader, then he don't write Narnia.
And we're not talking T-H-O-T.
Because C.S. Lewis was a thought leader. I hate when...
Because his ass...
Because his fucking
was
ass...
was divine.
His ass was on
double
fire.
Double D ass cheeks.
Okay, double D ass cheeks. Oh, I know. Someone recently was telling me that they are gaining weight in their ass, and I was like...
I was like, good.
That's where you fucking want it.
That's where it goes to me.
Hunty, slunty, slick.
I gain weight, goes to Jowl Town.
I gain weight, it goes. My face always stays snatched, which is like the one thing kind of God gave me to like keep me in the fight.
You know what? God gave me amazing skin and massive arms. And I'm okay with that.
God gave me like...
He giveth, he taketh away.
Okay, this is officially a religious podcast. This is a theological experiment in podcasting.
Wait.
God gave me a weird stomach, and God gave me all my fat. God gave me all my fat going to my stomach.
Wait, list 3 things God gave you.
God gave me good hair.
Yeah.
God gave me good skin, but mole prone skin, because he was coming to
praise him.
He was going to give me something good, but I'm going to make you kind of have something that's your Achilles
heel.
That's
a gift as well.
My lover recently referred to, because I'm also in a place where this will be kind of a tangent. We'll reset this in a bit and go back to the what did God give us conversation. But a tangent that we can explore is that recently my lover, who tans easily, kind of olive skin, if you will,
sure,
very Italian, very Irish.
I'm going to sort of sidebar and say I have a lover right now who keeps claiming that he tans well, but the way he looks, I'm like, I don't believe it for a second.
But okay, I can't.
Would you believe that my lover, whom we know we're talking about?
Yes,
you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Would you believe that he gets tan?
Look at me. Absolutely. Because would you believe that I get tan?
Yeah.
Oh, really? No one would believe I would get tan besides you.
Would you believe I get tan?
I've seen the pictures.
Oh, but I don't. That
no,
was forced.
Okay, this is sad.
That was a forced tan.
When I saw pictures of Catherine and Dean Hurt, I was like, her parents should be locked up. This girl was not. This girl should have been in intense treatment for her addiction to tanning.
And I have to say, I never faked tanned. It was all real.
It was, I mean,
even scarier.
It was psycho. It was like Trump on steroids is how orange Catherine
Look at me.
Was.
My family had a sun shelf.
A sun shelf?
A sun shelf is part of a pool. That looks like a big step.
Oh, I know what you mean. I never had it, but I definitely...
Not all families have sun shelves.
Hey, not all families have sun
not
shelves.
Not all sun shelves have families.
And that's so cool. What's cool about family is a family can look like anything.
I know.
My chosen family has a sun shelf. You being my chosen family.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I was like, who the fuck are you talking about? Okay, take it back. So your lover said about your mole body.
Okay, no. So now we're going back to this kind of layer about me being tan. So like
cool.
So...
Basically. We actually are going to hire a stenographer to chart out these conversations.
So,
wait, we forgot to say what's happening right now.
I forget.
Okay, what's it called when it's not a sidebar, but it's like a different thing?
I don't know a term for that.
Okay, sort of pause and like zoom. Okay, so
we're zooming out. This is a zoom out.
Okay, zoom out. So, sorry. Yeah, that's good. It's a zoom out. Zoom out. We're trying a new thing with the pod. Where the first 30 minutes are just me and Pat. Talking. And then at the end, we'll have like a massive reveal of who the guest is.
Yeah, and you'll fucking piss yourself.
You're going to piss your ass. Yeah. And the whole point of this is because we started this three-part format, we want to make it worth your why, babe. So we're going to sort of curate each part to be something special and unique.
Which is actually really hard for us, and actually you should be grateful because we're doing honestly our best we can. We know mm-hmm. that sounds insane that this is kind of our best effort, but this is actually our best fucking effort. And so that's what we're kind of doing from here on out. Anyways, okay, cool. So
Zoom in
back to the tangent about tan. So I am typing in coordinates. I'm taking us to the tangent about tan. Go now.
Okay, whenever I think of zoom in, all I can picture is like a college campus and like zooming in and being like, that's me.
I love that trope. I never realized that trope except until you started doing that. That's
yep,
me.
That's me.
How'd I get here? Well, one time I had the best fucking summer of my life. Okay, cool. So
I thought summer was over. Then I turn around. And there she was.
Okay, I was picturing a woman. So the
no, so was I. And
the character of the film is a lesbian, which is totally fine. And guess what? The movie isn't about her being a lesbian. This character happens to be a lesbian.
Wait, that's our movie.
That's our movie.
We're the authorities on lesbians.
We write a movie telling the first lesbian story of Hollywood.
You know what's so fucked up is what I was picturing when I said there she was. And this is why my brain's kind of quirky. I was picturing Ursula.
Wait, Ursula the Sea Witch on a college campus?
No.
Ursula the Sea Witch on a college campus, zoom in for a rom-com? Now I have seen everything. A lot of people feel Ursula was a lesbian.
It was less of a rom-com and it was more of like an anthology, like a Love Actually. What are those called? Like anthology?
Like
Lake Bell vehicles.
Or like Valentine's Day or like New Year's Eve. Remember there was that phase of kind of American history where we were coming out with movies that were called a holiday and then there was characters who kind of never met and they were just like were bustling around a city.
Yeah.
And it was like truly every famous person ever. I was like, hey, this costed $1,800 million to make. And that was a big part, and I'm not sure I saw New Year's Eve on theaters alone as a 23-year-old.
You know what? Movies cost so much to make, and then if you have like, I don't know, 6 or 7 lines in one, honey, you're gonna get about $1,000. They don't teach that in school.
No, they don't teach in schools how little anyone.
You say a line on a TV show, honey, that you're looking at 200 if you're lucky.
Your job is quoting people for what they will make in jobs, and you start everything with honey. Honey, you're looking at 150 here.
Okay, so zoom
back in. I'm typing in the coordinates to zoom back to tan. So my lover, who has olive skin, recently went to Atlantis Resort with his family.
Which
No comment?
Can I say one comment?
Yeah.
2003. Can I have a second comment?
Okay.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
I know.
Can I have a third comment? Yeah. The boys they meet and the dolphins they swim with.
Wait, can I say that?
This searing critical commentary on Atlantis Resort and Spa.
When I was a little
Wait, kid. Fourth comment. Okay. Slide.
I know. Okay, now we're getting to my comment. When I was a little kid, I wanted nothing more than anything. Mm-hmm. Nothing more than anything.
Wait, that's a great song title.
Nothing
more than anything.
To go to Atlantis Resort because I would see the commercials with a slide. And I would say, Mom, can we please go to Atlantis? Uh-huh. And she'd be, no, we're not going to Atlantis, Patrick. Clean your room. Anyways.
Okay, JFL characters.
Oh, yes, yeah, my mom. So I'm going to turn. You know what's in vogue right now? People like over explaining the character.
This is a guy who's at a table that's near wood.
No, it's like this. It's like people go. So I'm going to do.
Okay, it's like this, actually.
I'm going to do characters, okay? So I'm going to turn around. And then when I turn back around, I'm a different person.
Stop.
Like, okay, we know what a character is. Why are you acting like you're inventing characters?
Stop. That is so true. It's like, stop treating your audience like they're stupid.
And it's not even that. It's like you're treating them like they're so smart, like they hate characters. You have to kind of be in on the joke that characters are dumb. It's okay, then if you think characters are dumb,
stop doing that.
And if you're worried we're going to make fun of you, think characters are dumb, don't do characters. If you're going to stand there and do characters, then you have to kind of act like characters are okay. You know what I mean?
And you guys can't see this, but I'm actually etching this in a marble plaque. It's going to go
in Union Square. Union Square, which is kind of the town square of New York for those who aren't.
Whenever I'm near familiar. Union Square, I'm like, yeah.
Whenever I'm on Union Square, I'm like, you know those people that like just kind of set up camp at Union Square, like for a cause? I'm like,
there's lots of different groups that do that.
Let's do that for a cause.
Okay, cool.
Let's do that for a lesbian movie. Hey, we're packing hot, we're trying to make a lesbian movie. Okay, anyways, back to the tangent about me being Tim. So anyways, he's going to Atlantis. He goes to a tanning space and tans himself. And he tans really easily. And
he tans
himself.
Fake or sun?
Lights. Not spray.
Fake.
Yeah, fake, but not spray.
So
fake, but make it not spray.
Yeah, I understand. Bed. He's in a bed. He's wearing the eyes.
But he's doing a stand up.
Those eyes are so haunted.
I don't want to do
a stand up light.
A stand up light. Oh wait, no. Yeah,
he does that. And look at me. Look me in the eyes. He does this while on a beach vacation.
No, he does this before the beach vacation.
See, when people say, so people prep themselves. Yeah, I don't like or respect that.
I know. I don't like or respect either.
But I do respect your relationship.
I thank you. Respect my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
One rule for this podcast. Respect my relationship. So anyways.
I don't have one.
Basically, he just got really tan, and then like he just got back from Atlantis, and he got honestly freakishly tan because he was already tan going in. He already is kind of tan just by nature. God gave him that, and
right, which we will refer to.
And now he's so tan that he think like he's like, this is embarrassing how tan, but I'm like, I guess I'm like have a fetish for tan because I think it's so hot, and I'm like, I'm gonna. And also, he has a lot of mirrors in his apartment, so whenever you hook up, you really see it. And to see my white ass next to his tan ass, I'm just like, I gotta get tan. You know, I think that will be kind of what saves me. So I'm going to get tan. Stop. Look, Catherine has a new.
What do you think this is? So
kind of in the middle of my sentence, Catherine.
What kind of bug?
I just want to tell our viewers what just happened. In the middle of my kind of.
What do you think that is? Wait, is it gross? It's gross?
Look at me. Let me talk right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
In the middle of my kind of epic story about that I want to be tan.
I got bored when you said that.
Catherine gets bored. She pulls down her pants.
Not all the way.
She pulls down her pants. Not all the way.
Go in the courtroom. Not all the way.
If it's not all the way, you must acquit. So, and she starts showing our producer Meg a pimple that she showed me last night. So this isn't even like
a new
pimple.
Are we calling it a pimple?
Yes, I diagnosed it.
It's fucking huge.
Catherine, you don't trust me as a medical professional.
Why do you get pimples on the side of your hip?
It is a pimple.
And why do you get them for 3 days?
I diagnosed it last night. And for you to ask Megan for a second opinion means you don't trust me as a medical professional. And you don't think I'm a dermatologist.
I think it's a tick.
Catherine, look at me. I'm a dermatologist. You're not hearing me today.
Since when are you a dermatologist?
You can be a doctor. You can be a surgeon if you want to be, but I can't be a dermatologist.
I said I can be a lawyer if I want to be.
No, you said on our most recent episode, I'm not. You said I'm not a doctor, but I will be soon if I want to be.
I know I could be a doctor.
I could be a dermatologist for sure. That looks like the easiest
that
job.
That is the easiest job. Oh, wait, what's easier, derm or dent?
Derm is easier.
You literally just look and you're like, I think it's okay. Like when I get full body mole checks too, and she's just like, okay. I'm like, are you even looking at me?
Wait, this was the point of the whole tan story. So I told my lover I want to get tan. He said, be careful because you're mole prone. I just think it's cool to kind of be described as your lover as mole prone. Back to what God gave me, mole prone, but good skin, but mole prone.
One hair.
Two,
mole prone, but good skin.
But good skin.
Three,
an epic. An epic sense of humor.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But for psycho hips. Okay.
I asked for three.
I know, but I had to paint the full picture.
How many do you want?
You give me four.
Okay.
What did God give you?
An incredible voice.
This is such a theologian pod.
And one, an incredible voice.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking just singing. I'm talking speaking.
At this point, you're talking
if
speaking.
I didn't...
Oh, and God gave me my voice, which we no one knows if it's good or bad yet.
It's chaotic neutral. I don't know what that is, and I don't want to know.
I know. Why is everyone doing
what is
this
that
thing?
From? Is that from video games?
Our producer, Mike, has no idea where
do
it's
I
from.
Do I sound stupid or smart?
No, you sound smart. It's like, yeah, can we fucking look at chaotic neutral and be like, what is this?
You know what else I don't
the
get?
Grid.
The grid. It's like the grid with the head exploding with like the... The blue head?
I don't know that. All right, now you've at this point you've lost me.
Okay, chaotic. It's like calm down. Your voice is. But I'm gonna sort of appropriate that and say your voice is chaotic neutral.
My voice is chaotic. That's actually the epic way. I think it's epic. That's an epic.
Today is actually
way
an epic day. Great title of ep. Epic. Oh wait, fuck. I'm such an idiot.
What?
Oh shit.
What?
The guest has arrived.
Yeah. Oh no. It's okay. Well, can she ring the doorbell? I mean, can he or she or they ring the doorbell?
The whole point was like, here's why I'm a stupid fucking bitch. I texted her saying, text me when you get here, don't buzz because we're recording. And then I put my phone away to be present.
Poor
and then
guy.
She texted me, you fucking slut. I can't believe I'm paying to be on this podcast.
Wait.
We can't let her know. Wait. We can't let her know who she is, but I'm sorry because
No. You can
no, come back.
Get,
come back.
Get in, bitch. Get I in just, this room, bitch.
I just, oh, my God. God you're look amazing. Okay, wait. I just described. Now, bitch, look at me. What I said was I texted you being like, don't buzz. And then I turned my phone over to be present. And then there you are crying for help. And at least it's a nice day.
Hold up.
We'll bring you in when it's your time.
Unnamed guest, hold up your fingers. How many minutes?
You waited.
And don't. Oh, okay.
Are you sure? She's playing? Fuck.
She's playing.
They're playing. Oh,
they,
God.
He, she, or they are playing nice.
I've gendered our guest. Get this bitch a coffee.
Get this bitch a coffee.
If coffee is what you desire.
Okay.
I hope you didn't hear that.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to let you know that our guest is someone who wants coffee or not. Okay.
Wait. So are we like...
No. We have a few... We'll bring you in a few minutes. And we want to say sorry.
We want to say sorry. Wait. So
things God gave me.
Things God gave you.
I'm trying to think. Okay.
Voice. You
amazing
only have voice.
Amazing voice.
You kind of said voice, then we went off about epic neutral. I mean, chaotic neutral.
Okay. I'm going to go for... The softest body in the world.
Yeah, I relate to that. One time someone touched my stomach and said so soft, and they meant my skin. But I said, you can't reach your hand under my shirt, say touch my stomach, say so soft. And I never spoke to that person again.
I meant soft both ways. Like my skin is soft, but also like every part of me like is a, it's not, there's no corners.
But women are even supposed to be soft. Men are supposed to be hard.
That's what you think, but then Instagram tells you should be hard.
I know.
Instagram's trying to get women to be hard.
I wake up every day and Instagram shouts at me that I should be hard.
I know. And I'm like, I'm soft. I'm the girl in the shell in the painting. And you know what I mean.
I'm not an art historian. Look, guess I'm a what? Theologian, and we discovered that, but I'm not an art
look at me, classes I never took. Art history. Government.
Okay,
I'm serious, I never took government.
Can I say something about
you know
art
why? Because
history?
I say it with me. Transferred high schools because I was unhappy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does
that make you
everyone
like
in my college, except for me, was like, I'm taking an art history class. Like,
I know.
And they were all always like at the printer printing out like a million pictures, and I'm like, why am I the only one who's like not involved in this? Like, everyone's like at printers like printing out like, oh, the picture. I was like walking around with like printed out paintings.
Printing out a painting should be a crime.
I know. I'm like yeah, whatever.
You know what I was thinking about yesterday? Well, what? So point
okay. So what it got I so know. God gave you okay. a voice, a soft
softest body.
Hair
that's completely insane and has never looked the same one day in its
your
life.
Hair is the definition of chaotic neutral.
Or neutral, interesting. Okay.
Kind of good.
Yeah.
Hey, you say my voice is chaotic neutral, but I say your hair is chaotic neutral, and that's a problem.
No, I actually...
I think there's a huge double standard at play.
You're right.
Boys can't have chaotic neutral voices, but girls can have chaotic neutral hair. Or the opposite.
I guess what all that matters is that I'm with you.
I know.
I'm with you.
Stop,
won't you take me by the hand, take me somewhere new. I don't know who you are. But I
will fucking die for Avril any day of the week.
Me too.
If someone was like,
take a bullet.
If someone's like, yeah, take a bullet. If someone's like, Avril needs a new kidney, you're the only match. But if we give her your kidney, you will die. I would say, It's all.
So in this scenario, you only have one kidney.
I don't. I never know what are the things you can give away. Like, I'm not a biologist.
Wait, what can you give away? Kidney?
You can't give away your heart.
Wow. Or can you?
Wow.
And maybe you should.
Tavro.
I'm sobbing right now. I tried a poem. And the fourth thing God gave me.
Your kidney? Oh, yeah. What's the fourth thing God gave you?
There's so much wrong with me.
But think about good things, too.
Oh, I already said some good things.
Yeah.
Every day, sort of with my pussy and ass, is like, it's always sort of broken in one way or another.
Totally.
I hate even that I said the words pussy and ass. Like, it made me feel disgusting.
I think I've never said pussy in my life.
Well, it just happened. I know. So that just happened. But okay, so I'm drafting the Magna Carta. What is that?
With the Magna Carta? That's actually funny in the US because no one knows what that is, actually. No one knows what that
is. It's so funny for me that because literally no one's ever known.
It's in the same family maybe as the Constitution, but it's different.
I was thinking like tabula rasa.
I know. Well,
no, we know that.
We know. That's like our biggest passion.
Wait, I'm scared that by doing this beginning segment, we're going to reveal ourselves to be really stupid.
I know. We don't have a guest.
I already revealed that I never took government.
Should I know what I took government, but my government experience was different because my government teacher was actually this guy that I worked at a summer camp with, and I actually hated him.
And, you worked with your teacher?
Now you've heard every single thing. No, he was, you collaborated with your teacher?
I can only work with people who are my exact same age, same birthday, everything.
For years I worked at the summer camp. For 7 years I worked at it. 7 summers, that is. And
7 summers.
My fucking seven pilot, summers. My movie, my feature film, 7 summers. It tells the story of a lesbian who over the course of 7 summers finds out she's a lesbian one summer at a time.
That's the theme song. I wish I could do a cover of that, but there's no way to know what notes were just sung.
I know.
7 summers. It's the story of a lesbian who we follow over 7 summers to find out she's a lesbian on the ZW.
I always think it must be harder for girls to realize they're gay than boys because you can't tell like necessarily what you're getting a boner at.
We know.
Wait, did I ever tell the story of when I was having coffee with someone, a non-sexual person in my life, and like who is
a... You have your sexuals and you have your non-sexuals.
And we were never gonna put him in the non-sexual box, even though I don't call believe in fucking boxes. B. And don't put me in a box, bitch.
And say with me, respect
my relationship.
You'll get a car.
When someone's like so passionate about not putting them in a box, I'm like, just get in a box. Box. I'm like, it's warm in here. I love it. I'm terrified not being in a box. I think it'd be so scary not being in a box.
I crave boxes.
I know. I always say, put me in a box, nail it shut, piss on the box. Okay.
And he always says
and
that.
And I always say that. I did it
every damn day.
Every damn day on ComedyCentral.com.
This all started
for that out.
No, actually don't.
I know.
I openly need a tissue. Something that you've been ignoring. And you don't respect my relationship with my snot. No, take your time. No, take your time, Meg. You ever seen the... Hey, here's a good one. Hey, you ever seen the Meg?
What is the Meg? Is it about a shark?
It's a movie about a shark that is big. Bigger than you'd ever think. Bigger than you ever seen. It's the Meg.
Wait, have I talked about on the podcast already that I can't stop Googling animals attacking humans at the zoo? What? I cannot stop going for hours. I can't. I'm losing.
Folks, sleep. I didn't sign off on this and I didn't see it coming.
For hours at night.
What about someone who's like, folks? For hours at night.
But I have to say, I now have to do the wild because I've watched every currently available video about a person getting attacked by an animal at the zoo.
Wait, will you show me one after?
Yeah, I like
the not a second before.
I like the zoo attacks better than wild attacks because I don't know why it's more interesting to me. Like, it's like someone by and then, like, a jaguar will reach its hand out of the cage, grab you. He'll grab you and he'll pull you. Or she. A lot of times it's the woman animals that are attacking the humans.
Well, you know why? Because of centuries of...
oppression.
Thank you.
And yeah, and now like, so now I'm obviously the Wild, and it's good too. But I don't know why I'm obsessed.
So, but really, I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying you've watched it.
I watched every.
You've exhausted every currently the Earth's available resources.
It's a lot of compilation vids, and there's okay. definitely more vids. But now I'm getting a place where every compilation vid is videos I've already seen compiled together.
So because you've exhausted that resource,
zoo attacks.
You're now being forced to go to sort of transition to what you're calling wild. And by wild, what you're saying is
when a person's in the wild.
No, is this families on safari? Is this just people who live outside?
Families on safari is something that straddles both worlds, right? Because it's kind of the wild, it's kind of a zoo, is what we're looking at. And a lot of times, what we're seeing nowadays in these videos is there's these things in safari where it's families
in nowadays.
There's lots of these like kind of safari types where it's people going around. It flips the script, okay? So it's people in cages on a truck going around wild. The animals can come up, but sometimes the animals get crazy. But often those ones, sometimes they'll call it an animal attack.
Uh-huh.
You'll watch it. It's just the animals going up to the cage and being too aggressive. I'm like, I want to see blood. Hunty.
Hunty, look at me. Do you hate or love me without eye makeup?
I love you with both.
Good answer.
I love you natural. I love you with eye makeup.
A perfect answer. This started because we ended up writing together last night.
And story was that was the original.
Pat was working on what some might call a script. I, on the other hand, decided to journal for upwards of 2 hours in a way that I did lose myself and find myself again. And I turned to him and I go, I've been journaling for 2 hours. And he goes, that's too long.
You should journal for 30 minutes.
I journaled for 2 hours. I wrote a poem.
What are you even writing anymore?
Poems.
Oh, okay. That's not even journaling. That's writing.
It isn't, though, the way that I'm doing it. Because I can't, I don't think about what I'm writing. I'm just going.
Yeah. I think you can call that writing. You can write that off as writing.
Okay. I famously don't know about that, and I don't want to learn.
Me neither.
Here's what my poem was about. One, I touched on giving head and fie die, something some of us at this table have done.
Two, I never have given head and fie die.
Sort of someone who ghosted me, friended me on Facebook, offered to give me guitar lessons, sort of reached out on Instagram. So I was writing about that. Third thing I touched on. Oh, this was good. This was good.
I hate that guy that did that.
Oh, the idea. And this is beautiful. This is really beautiful. That someone, the idea. I don't want to play board games, unless the person who's asking me to play a board game is someone I haven't fucked yet, but I'm angling to fuck. Then I'll tell you it's Mrs. Peacock in the revolver with the living room. And then I'll get you nice and close and we'll start kissing and I'll think in my head, he doesn't even know yet that he's an anecdote. And that is what the play 6 Degrees of Separation is about. Okay.
Wait. I just want to say one thing. I really like board games, and I especially like that board game that's new, that's kind of all the rage, that's about trains, railroads. What's it called?
You're losing me on every level.
I know. Wait, what's it called, Meg? Trains, railroads.
The Meg. Do you fucking love that nickname? You man-eater. What?
No, that's a movie or something. No, it's like about
Oh my god, the guest is mortifying herself.
Let's pour pig's blood on the guest because you got that wrong. Okay.
Meg, lever.
This is actually perfect because in the break I'm gonna Google it. In the break I'm gonna Google it. You guys, when we come back,
we're not taking a break.
Oh, she's coming right into the mix.
Yeah, I mean, emotionally, like, listeners are taking a break. We're going in.
Okay.
I'm talking to the listeners. Look at me. We're learning with you.
Okay, but because you fucking misled me, because I was like, I'm going to post during the break, and you were like...
Wait, we'll take a 1 minute break.
Okay. Catherine, I don't want to fight about this at all.
I don't want to... seriously, we've had so much fun in this 30 minutes here.
With you, strategy with you is just let her have what she wants, because I don't want to fight.
Pat,
I don't want to fight. Pat. I don't have any more fight left in me, Catherine. I'm too fucking tired. I'm too fucking tired.
That is not what this is.
I'm not trying to... I'm not going to fight back.
I don't...
Take what you want, and I hope you're happy.
This is not the dynamic I wanted.
Good day. Okay. Right, when we come back, right. You're going to learn who our guest is. We're going to reveal that. But when we come back from the break, you're going to find out what board game I'm fucking talking about.
What board game I'm fucking?
And that's going to be just going to drive a lot of listeners.
And now we're going to announce our guest.
Put your ears open
for the fantastic, the fantabulous, the gorgeous, Natalie Walker.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.